prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
And welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Melody will be joining us here just in a couple of minutes. She had to take a quick phone call, so I told her I'd come in and say hi to everybody and get you invited in. It is 2 February 2024, Groundhog Day. Now, I'm sure everybody there knows what Groundhog Day is all about. Maybe some people don't. I don't know. But the good news is the groundhog did not see his shadow today, so it means it'll be 6 weeks less of winter. And that's what he says. We will see. But that's, again, that's just folklore that they have a Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania. We have one locally, a different name. So, you know, it's just, it's called French, I think he's called Frenchy, French Creek Game Farms. Nonetheless, welcome to the program. That's really not neither here nor there. I realize that. We got a lot of news covering a little bit, and I'm sure Melody will bring in information on all the markets, what's going on there. Again, like I said, she had a phone call come in, so she'll be with us just in a few minutes. Welcome again to the broadcast. We'll go ahead and start on some news while we're waiting on Demelia to join us, if you don't mind. And I think this is some good news. Rising U.S. oil production frustrates OPEC cuts. U.S. oil and gas drilling has slowed in response to the fall in prices over the last 18 months. But that has not yet translated into slower production, keeping prices under pressure. Exploration and production firms have continued to increase output despite drilling fewer wells by concentrating on the best sites, accelerating drilling times, and boring longer horizontal sections for each well. In the oil market, efficiency gains have frustrated efforts by Saudi Arabia and its allies in OPEC to drain global oil inventories and boost prices. In gas, where there is no equivalent of OPEC, continued production growth has kept paces close to three-decade lows in real terms. The critical question is how long efficiency gains can keep driving sufficient output growth without an increase in prices and drilling. And this I did not know. The next article, I did not know this. The U.S. is the biggest producer of oil in the world. I knew we had the potential of being that, but I didn't know we were. U.S. crude oil production jumps to records 13.3 million barrels per day. Our chart of the day is from Y Charts, which shows U.S. oil production has surged to a new record high of 13.4 million barrels a day last week. Their prior record was 13.2 million barrels a day hit November and is above the pre-pandemic level of 13.1 million barrels reached in February 2020. America's steady rise in U.S. oil production has helped to put a cap on prices, with commodity down 8% year-to-date, even amid a flare-up in the geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, and as the U.S. economy remains on solid footing. That's been great news for drivers, with the average price of gas steadily falling to $3.12 a gallon, according to the most recent data from AAA. The U.S. is the highest oil producer in the world, surpassing Russia's 9.5 million barrel a day production rate, and well ahead of Saudi Arabia's daily production rate of 9.1 million barrels a day. I had no idea. That is good news. And I was wondering for months now, how come prices are going up because of the war in the Middle East? I suppose it's because the U.S. is providing oil enough to keep the prices down. You know, that shows the potential what this country could do. This nation could be totally self-sufficient if we had the right leadership and the freedom to go out and use a free enterprise system again like it's supposed to work. Unfortunately, that's been squelched in about every area of life in America. But America has potential. The potential, if we could get back to it, to fully feed ourselves, clothe ourselves, make our own medicines, make our own automobiles, we could do that. We did it before. We could do it again. But it would take billions, if not trillions of dollars, to gear up to do that. The alternative, of course, is stay the course and keep losing ground in every way possible and depend on other countries to supply our needs, which in the long run will come back and bite us unbelievably hard. Now, I'm sure when Melody joins us here in a minute.
I'm here.
She probably want to talk about the jobs news. Fantastic news. I mean, everything is honey, hunky-dory, and rosy. Come on in, Melody. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's kind of interesting about this oil number, and I'd have to dissect it a little bit more because, you know, when you really look to see this is exporting oil,
right?
And look around the world, they don't give the breakdown on where it's going because the initial report was, from what I saw, was out of Business Insiders, and then a couple places have reprinted it and so forth. So I haven't had a chance. So I would like to see exactly where it is going. I mean, we have a huge war going on and in a couple places, so I can only imagine that those places are using up a lot of oil. And then I thought I saw something where Biden had prevented liquid. I have to do some research on that to see exactly what the numbers are, because you know what? If we were the biggest producers in the world and we were using it right here in the States,
wouldn't
you think our gasoline prices would be back down to a buck?
And we could become totally self-sufficient if we were allowed to. And for some reason, the authorities, the powers that be, the environmentalists, whoever it may be, do not want us to do that. But we could become a totally self-sufficient nation, Milton. And for many, many years, we were pretty much self-sufficient. We didn't ask anybody for anything. We fed ourselves, clothed ourselves, everything. We did all that. But that's changed, obviously.
And it's interesting. What also is interesting about this report is that the weekly U.S. oil rig count remains well below the 2014 peak of more than 1,600 rigs. There are just 501 active oil rigs in the U.S. last week. Now, that's a 70% decline. So, and they're talking about just how efficient our energy industry has become. That's a lot of jobs that were lost. And that means it's efficient means technology. And so it's just kind of interesting to see an industry change and what it really means to, but yet, so if people were also replaced with technology again, you'd think our oil prices should be at least buck and a half lower.
You would think so. I guess it depends on what they're doing with it to get it out. I mean, if they're shipping it overseas, then it's not doing us any good.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yes.
You know, and so rising energy output will be a tailwind to real GDP growth in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, just kind of like the jobs numbers, Butch. I mean.
Do you think they'd fudge those too?
No.
Gee, they
really?
Wouldn't do that.
Do you think?
Oh, gosh, that'd be awful.
That would really be awful. And let me just pull those numbers up here. I got a little sidetracked right before the program. But, yeah, I mean, it really is incredible what they will do and say. 353,000 jobs, non-farm payrolls for the month of January, 353,000. They were only estimating 185,000. So, of course, the hourly earnings increased. Which, you know what, if these numbers were true, I think it would be great. You know, 74,000 jobs were created by professional and business services. Healthcare, 70,000. Retail, 45,000. Of course, they never show you what government has hired. Government, 36,000. Social assistance, which is pretty much, I would assume, government, 30,000, or it's tied to somehow. So I saw another report, and I'm going to find that after you talk about the next report, where there was more layoffs in January than for a very long time. So a record number in January. So, you know, again, the numbers don't, one and one does not equal two. And I'm glad people got, I'm glad there's jobs out there, Butch.
Yes.
You know, Larry Kudlow says, hey, he had it all wrong. He says every analyst in the world had it wrong that we were going to be heading into a recession. Well, if you just say that, they just don't define a recession anymore. I'm glad we didn't have a recession if it was all based on truth.
So do these numbers mean that all the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands have been laid off the last few months in this country that we just read some about yesterday, all have found jobs now? I mean, the numbers, these numbers are plus, on the plus side, equal what's been lost in the last 6 months?
Yeah, U.S., here we go. The pace of job cuts by U.S. employers accelerated at the start of 2024 as a sign of the labor market is starting to deteriorate. This is a new report that was published by Challenger Gray and Christmas that found that companies planned 82,000 job cuts in January, a substantial 136% increase from the month before. However, that is down about 20% from the same time 1 year ago. It marked the second highest layoff total for the month of January, going all the way back to 2009. Waves of layoff announcement hit U.S.-based companies in January after a quiet fourth quarter. This is from Andy Challenger. He's the senior VP of CG&C. The cuts were driven by broader economic trends and strategic shift towards increased automation and AI adoption in various sectors. And companies point to cost cutting as the main driver for layoffs. So that just doesn't all seem to matter. It just doesn't flow into the non-payroll farm stopper that they created.
I don't trust numbers that they have given to us. I just don't trust it.
Another source of layoffs in January was retail stores that trimmed 5,300, almost 5,400 positions in January. A significant increase from the 110 layoffs that were announced in December. Of course, the Christmas holiday is over, so that's a little distorted.
According to the same company you just mentioned, the Challenger Gray and Christmas, January there were 82,000 people laid off, largely from technology and financial services. So 82,000 offsets 300,000 quite a bit right there.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know if I've seen, I mean, I don't guess even count those yet because they just got laid off. Maybe they're not on unemployment yet. I don't know.
Well, and a lot of those people, you know, and you know, if you do have a college education, you get laid off and so forth. Yeah, you most likely you have a little bit of savings that you can, you know, go a couple of weeks while you look for a new job and so forth. But the numbers should still apply.
They should.
They should still apply
they
regardless.
Should. Just unemployment
because you did,
unemployment.
Just because you just did, yeah, just because you didn't fill out the paperwork. So
I agree. But see, that just goes to prove again, you cannot trust the numbers at all. You can't.
It's an election year. What do you expect?
Exactly. How did the metals do today?
Oh, they were down. They were down, significantly. Yeah, let me go ahead and, I don't know, I've been having issues with my computer. It's just not, gold was down $17, although it was off its, it was, I think, down like $22 earlier in the day. So we're at 2,054. Still not a bad place to be.
No, it's not a bad place to be. No, it's not.
Yeah. Let me pull them all up here. Silver was down almost 2% at 22.77. Platinum was down $20 at 901. Palladium was also down $20 at 951. So they all got hammered based on this report. And that's okay. Just let it. And of course, they've taken out all the war, beating of the war drums. All of a sudden, they all dropped from the headlines. It's all going to be, you know what? It's all going to be about the economy now with the election and with Biden being in there. The biggest report they have is explosions reported in Syria as U.S. weighs retaliation for murdered soldiers. The U.S. isn't going to do anything for three soldiers.
Well, look at all the ones you abandoned in Afghanistan. Look at the ones you abandoned in Vietnam.
Yep.
So don't, yeah, they really don't. If we think they care about human life as a leadership of this world, this nation, we're really dumber than we think we are. I mean, they don't think about human life to them is nothing. It means nothing. The Klaus Schwab and all his ilk and WEF and all those, it means nothing. We're cattle. Milk us until we're dry, then help us commit suicide or whatever. This means nothing. If it did mean anything, we wouldn't be in all these entanglements all over the world. But it's to line somebody's pocket with a little bit of funds. You know that. The Middle East war has always been about money. You know that also. Control the oil fields. Control the flow of everything coming out of there, including heroin and everything else coming out of there. And so, yeah, this is all about money. People don't realize that a lot of drugs come out of Vietnam. I know that because I saw them packing in C-130s in body bags. Yeah, this was, of course, I was just a naive young nothing. I thought it was all good because we're the good guys. We're doing it for the right reason. That's how naive we were. That's why they take 18, 19-year-olds to war because they don't know anything about anything yet. So that's, yeah, folks, please don't think that they care about three lives. They put on a show like they do because, as Billy said, it's election year. But by this time next week, they'll forget all about them. And they talk about them. That's not on the mind except to use them for political ploy. Go ahead, Melody.
And that's true. I mean, even on your Fox News, I mean, that's, you know, interviewing. And, you know, it's awful. And plus we're talking about, they don't talk about the 30-plus that were injured. Of course, what did they do when Yemen, when they, what was the soldiers' base that was hit back in the 80s or 90s in Yemen? Where 16 of them were killed or something like that, Butch?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the base, but I know what you're talking about. Yes.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name of the base, though. Don't remember
what
the name
did we do
base.
For that? We
nothing I
think
that
we
I know
did,
of.
I don't think we did anything. So, anyway.
Well, that's just what it is. And that's sad to say, but our nation has lost its way totally, and not getting ready to go to break. After the break, we'll discuss some more things going on. But the war, as you said, will take second place out of the economy. And this is all about boosting Biden's ratings, I'm sure. and the convoluted games they play between politicians is for our entertainment only. That's what it boils down to.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine it away. I've been coming for your love, okay?
Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, yeah, just so many crazy things. You know, it really is an exciting time. It's a weird exciting time because there's so many unhappy things that are going on, but, I mean, this is true history. I mean, we won't be around, you know, 50 years from now. Well, maybe me, but 50 years from now. But I can't imagine what the world will be like in 50 years. I just...
If it's still here, who knows what God Almighty has planned for us.
I mean, when you think back 100 years ago, and, you know, when we think about the Great Depression... I mean, there was only one way things could go, you know, because they were, you know, they hit rock bottom for so many, not everybody, but for so many. And I don't think they couldn't imagine what it was going to be like living, you know, into 1980. But when you think about now, can you imagine what it's going to be like in 2070 or 60?
Do you remember the movie, the 2001 Space Odyssey?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, that was a big, I was a long ways off when that was made, 2001. My goodness, what could be going on then?
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, really. Who knows what the future holds? Only God knows for sure. Best we can do is pray and plan. That's all we can do as individuals and just mere mortals. Mm. But, you know, I just reading it here, too, about, and this article starts off with the words, it's sad. And it truly is. Beloved Denny's in Democrat-run Oakland closes permanently due to rampant crime. The 54-year-old Denny's restaurant in Democrat-run Oakland, California, closed permanently on Wednesday due to crime plaguing the area. That is so sad. The Hindenburger Row location shut its doors at 1 o'clock p.m., and a sign on the front door said the restaurant chain hopes to see customers at another location in the Bay Area. The outlet noted the restaurant had experienced car break-ins, robbery incidents, and violent criminal activity. A regular customer named Jeff Lee, who frequents the diner with relatives, said he would have to go to another location in the future. Terrible that Oakland's like this. This is probably the oldest business on the block, and it's closing down. It's sad. Denny's is not the only restaurant in the area that has been hurt by crime. Oakland's only In-N-Out Burger is set to close its doors soon, according to Breitbart News. So when you see businesses not failing for lack of funds, but failing because the society to live in no longer safe to run a business in. Mel, that's a sad statement, isn't it?
It really is. There was one politician on there who claimed that Walgreens shutting down in their area was racist.
That's the Massachusetts governor, wasn't it? A black lady, I believe.
She was a black lady. I didn't know what political position she held.
I'm not really sure, but
like,
anyway.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, really, really.
Racist?
Well, it's a black and Hispanic area, so therefore they shut down the stores because white supremacists said so.
Yeah.
That's our country today. It's everybody else's fault. I was watching I don't get to watch a lot of TV like much anymore, except a few reality shows I enjoy, like Alaska shows, or whatever. But one young black lady said she was pulled over in an accident because she was a black young black African, and all the others were Caucasian. That's why she's pulled over for being so. Yeah, really. This is the world we have today.
And you know, I don't doubt that happens.
Well,
it's
sure
happened
it
in the past.
Happen.
It's going to happen. But you know what? You know, what do you do? I mean, it happens. Bad things happen. Things like that happen. Maybe not as often, but it happens. I was discriminated against from a black before.
Oh yes, both ways it goes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I would share the story with anyone, but it didn't run my life.
You mean you don't want reparations?
Well, when I whine about it, it's, well, quit whining. Get over it.
There you go. Exactly.
Get over it.
And by the way, this next story vindicates what you said on the air many times. Guess what? 3 years after the decriminalization, Oregon frets over drug use. Yeah. You remember you said that when they legalized all the drugs in Oregon? You said they're going to regret it? Guess what? When police officer Eli Arnold stops a homeless man smoking methamphetamine on the street in Portland, he simply writes him a ticket with a $100 fine. Since hard drugs were decriminalized in Oregon 3 years ago, there are no arrests, just a fine and a card with a telephone number where the user can get help. Give them the ticket number, and they'll just ask if you want a treatment, he tells the man. Just call the number, the ticket goes away. How about that? In February 2021, possession and use of all drugs, including cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and fentanyl, was decriminalized in a western state. Sale and production remained punishable. Like in Portugal, where drugs were decriminalized 2 decades ago, the idea is to instead treat users as people who need help. But unlike in Portugal, there's no robust public health system in the United States. The country is also in the grips of an epidemic of fentanyl, an opioid up to 50 times more powerful than heroin, which is laying waste to communities everywhere. In Oregon alone, there are 956 fatal overdoses in 2022, a number that has tripled in 3 years. In 2023, so far this year, they're up to 600. That's up the first 6 months of last year, they're up 600. So they almost They're probably going to double the, or more than double. Well, they have 1,200 at least before they end this year. They haven't counted the last 6 months. But because they can't find, they can't do anything with them, they give them a $100 ticket. You call this number and the fine goes away. Now, that's really going to encourage them to get help and stop doing drugs. You were right, Melody.
So if I'm speeding in the car and I get pulled over, not me, but if someone is speeding in a car and they get pulled over, they should reach in the glove box and put some, whether you take them or not, just carry them in your car and put them on the dash so the cop, if you're in Oregon, so the cop can see it, and then he'll just give you a phone number and you won't get a speeding ticket either, right?
Okay, that may be. I mean, if you get the $100 fine for the drugs, you just call the number and it goes away. So
and then it'll go away. Yeah.
And if you don't do drugs, it can't be your fault because you know they're not illegal.
Yeah.
So you really can't overdose on them or do anything wrong because there's no legal limit.
Did you see where those three Kansas City Chiefs fans that died in the cold?
I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, they had fentanyl, cocaine and fentanyl. They didn't give the breakout. I don't know if they have by yet, but this morning they said that they were, or yesterday they said that it was in their system. So,
well, they walked right into it. If they did that, they walked right into it.
Well, the forensic pathologist that they were interviewing this morning says that the fentanyl makes you sleepy, where cocaine, and so now the question is, did they know that the cocaine was laced with fentanyl? And he also said that fentanyl can give, you know, one person can take, and I'm exaggerating these numbers, can take 2 milligrams and it could kill you, and somebody else could take 100 milligrams and they'd be totally fine. He says that's the problem with fentanyl. He says, but fentanyl, he says, it puts you to sleep. And that's why the guy inside slept for so long. Because he was reported for sleeping for so long. He says, yeah. He says, that's what it does. So the big question is whether the cocaine was laced, if they knew it was laced with fentanyl or not. And again.
Well, the answer is just legalize it all. Make it easier.
Just make it easier, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fentanyl, I mean, it is an issue with fentanyl. There is a lot of people who, you know, it's laced with everything. And, you know, young kids who are just trying to, you know, maybe experiment on something. I'm not justifying it, but they don't know it's laced with it, and they end up dead.
Of course.
So.
Of course. But if it's legal, like in Oregon, what are they going to do about it?
You know, they'll never legalize fentanyl, but...
No, it's legalized in Oregon right now.
Fentanyl is?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let me just see here. Legalized. Let's see, I'm trying to find the numbers where it says that. I did read it here. I just got to find it again. But anyway, yeah, they legalized
and why wouldn't drugs. And why wouldn't
Okay, here it is, yeah. Cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and fentanyl are all legal in Oregon.
Yeah, so why wouldn't China be sending over a lot of fentanyl? It's just a matter of time.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're talking about things really messed up. Migrants brutally attacked New York City cops, get freed from jail without bail. And by the way, they've already bought tickets for California, so they're bailing out of New York. They're leaving New York State. But anyway, according to New York City Daily News, the migrants were approached by three NYPD police officers. In Midtown Manhattan, outside of taxpayer-funded migrant shelter. All the migrants, according to new reports, are living in taxpayer-funded shelters set up by Mayor Eric Adams. Footage of the attack shows the mob, ruthlessly beating the officers, including kicking them in the head and back, because the officers attempted to put one of the migrants under arrest. The officers were treated at the scene of the attack while following a manhunt throughout the area. The two 19-year-old migrants, a 21-year-old migrant, and 24-year-old migrant were arrested and charged with assaulting police. The four migrants were all released from jail without bail thanks to New York state law that ensures that suspects charged with crimes deemed nonviolent. Now, I don't understand. They think this is not, anyway. And many violent crimes are not ineligible to pay bail. Illegals can walk across the border, beat up cops in New York City, and be released without trial, without bail, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said instead of the attack. This is a national embarrassment. Deport the illegals and close the border. If they can attack a cop and get by with it, What could they do? They're just a normal citizen, Melody. You get by with it. That's something to think about. We've lost all sense of accountability for anybody, for anything, haven't we?
Pardon?
So we've lost, everybody's lost all sense of accountability for anything.
They really have. Well, it's not demanded. Nobody's required to be accountable
right.
for anything.
That's right.
So, you know, it's just, I've been screaming about accountability forever. You know, there won't be any changes until that is brought into the equation. People need to be held accountable for their actions.
That's very true. I'll send a commercial today. You may saw this advertising when the Egg McMuffins first come out. Has the guy that played the husband of Roseanne on TV? I don't know his name. John, mm-hmm. somebody other. Was
Goodman.
One of the actors, yeah, was one of the actors with eating the Egg McMuffin. It was mm-hmm. 99 cents then for the Egg mm-hmm. McMuffin. And Egg McMuffin was once just 99 cents. Guess what it costs today at McDonald's right now? This is in Connecticut, a drive-thru. 99 cents, and I guess it's probably back about the 80s, I think, probably by the time of Reagan's term in office. 99 cents, the price now is $7.29 for a single Egg McMuffin. $7.29. That's over 700% increase in price of Egg McMuffins. Are we out of McMuffins or out of eggs? What's going on here? So that's just how much, Melody, we've lost financially, percentage-wise, in this country since the 80s or early 90s or late 80s. We've lost that much purchasing power in a dollar bill from 99 cents to $7.29. And you wonder why it's getting tough to make it. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
I mean, that's
your loss of your purchasing power. Yep.
That's exactly right. That's what it boils down to. Why don't people see that? You said it many times. I guess they adapt to it and get used to it. But that's a shame that we get used to it because it should be something we get angry about, not used to. What is a silver 50-cent piece worth now? 9 cent silver 50-cent piece. What are they worth? About $10?
$9.
$9? Well, just stop and think. You could still buy Egg McMuffin for 50 cents.
Yeah.
If you had real money in your pocket, folks. Canada braces for a wave of bankruptcies. Guess why? After ending pandemic support. Boy, that pandemic hurt a lot of people, and it still is financially. Canada Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said that roughly a fifth of the 900,000 small businesses that took out interest-free loans to survive the government civil rights abuses during the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic have not repaid the loans yet. The Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses painted an even grimmer picture, estimated that 25% of the borrowers have missed the January deadline. Bankruptcies in Canada began surging as pandemic funding dried up in 2023, so the possibility that more than 200,000 small businesses might not repay their emergency loans is a bad omen for 2024. That's huge. Small business used to be the backbone of the economy everywhere. They prospered. They hired a few people. They took good care of them. They produced and serviced. And now they're going under. And in Canada, this is just as bad off we are as far as, I guess, finances and handing money out for the pandemic. 200,000 businesses may go under because of that. That's a lot of businesses. Melody, go ahead.
But don't people realize that the facade has just been created and continued by government money? It's
you would
not,
think so.
You know, it's not real. But I think that's the world they want us to live in, where there is no reality.
Well, you
I
know,
think that's,
mm-hmm. a lot of people that live through those times kind of forget about what they were. I mean, the earlier, like when the McMuffin was 99 cents, we lived through that. But we don't think about it much. So we go buy one now and see the price of it, and you think, well, that's ridiculous. But most folks don't even recall when a dollar bill was a dollar bill. They don't understand it when it's backed by gold, ounce of silver. They don't understand
it. No one complains. That's why. No one complains.
No one does. No. I agree.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we do. Everybody thinks it's prosperity. Supply and demand. Some of it. But certainly not 700% of it.
No.
And that's what people don't grasp. You know, but they get used to, you know, an egg McMuffin. You have what? Egg and an egg and a muffin. English muffin. Yeah, and a piece of... That's it. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We're back. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Silver Eagles, below $28. Can't beat it. You can wait for them to go lower, or you can wait for them to go higher. The choice is yours. But the key thing is, don't wait. You just do it. And you can't time the markets. And silver, because it's in the pennies, you know, I could drop a dollar. You could buy a box of Silver Eagles. And it's, you know, compared to the price, really doesn't save you all that much by trying to, you know, to... time the market. So just get in there, 1-800-375-4188. Remember, folks, we do have gold and silver IRAs. If you have an IRA and you have it in paper and you want to convert it to precious metals, give us a call. We can do that for you. And you'll get the right product in there, too. And so we only deal with two companies that I've been working with for a long time, and I trust them. So 800-375-4188. Butch?
So a roll of Silver Eagles is about $560 now, roughly.
Correct.
Okay. That is a good deal. They were a lot higher than that not too long ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can go online, pick a dealer online, Butch.
And
do you know a dealer online?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. If I deal, I deal with you.
Let's go to Atmex, and let's just see what their Silver Eagles are being sold for. Let's go to Silver Eagles, American Silver Eagles, 2024s. As low as, well, let's just see what they are for 20. They are $30.87 for
20. So you're saving $2.87 roughly.
If you want 1,500 or more, they would be $28.87.
Folks, she's saving $2 an eagle. There you go.
So,
as clear as you make it.
And let me just throw this in there. I'm a believer in silver, but why do you think these guys tell you to buy silver? One of the reasons. Not all of the reasons, but one of the reasons. Because they actually make more money selling silver than they do gold. So, there's a little secret. Not me. I'm competitive in both. That's why I'm saving you $2 a coin.
And you know, that's $40 a row savings. That's quite a bit. That's enough to buy a couple more eagles.
For silver, it's a lot.
Yes, it is. It truly is. This next article it's just a short, I guess, a little piece of it here. It shouldn't surprise us. But you remember back when Hamas went into Israel by surprise and did all the damage and raped and pillaged and all the other things? Well, guess what? Hamas rape claims debunked. Israel media admits atrocity propaganda was fabricated. Wow. Gal Abdush, an Israeli woman who was killed in an explosion from an Israeli Hellfire missile, or Hamas RPG, was used by the New York Times to promote a narrative that Hamas had a pattern of vicious rape slaughters. Abdush's family said that Gal was not raped, and it would have been impossible to rape her within four minutes of the timeline before she was killed. The family said that the media invented the story. In other purported rape cases, the Israeli police reported that they struggled to find victims and witnesses of Hamas rapes. The Israeli media outlet, Channel 13, exposed lies about atrocities committed by Hamas, such as babies hung on a clothesline. Mickey Rosenthal, an Israeli police spokesman, who spread lies himself, said that the lies were to increase the magnitude of hatred for Hamas. Propaganda is used to gain support for war. He said that the media is part of the war and may be the most important factor. Imagine that. They lied to make Israelis madder to go in and retaliate for the supposed evils that didn't happen. The war's bad enough, Melody. Why would you want to make it any harsher and harder by lying about something?
I don't know.
That's just sad. Inflation has fallen. Why are groceries still so expensive? Americans are finally getting a break from inflation, with prices of gasoline, used cars, and health insurance all falling over the past year, relieving families and buoying President Biden's 2024 election bid. But prices painfully remain high for one particularly frequent purchase, groceries. Grocery prices have jumped by 25% over the past 4 years, and I think that's on the light side, outpacing overall inflation of 19% during the same period. And while prices of appliances, smartphones, and other goods have declined, groceries got slightly more expensive last year, with particularly jumps for beef, sugar, and juice, among other items. Stubbornly high grocery prices represent a critical drain on the finances of tens of millions of people, remain, along with housing, perhaps the most persistent economic challenge for the Biden administration as it tries to convince Americans' economy is back on solid footing. For all the attention on gas prices and housing, more than two-thirds of voters say inflation has hit them hardest through higher food prices, according to the November 2023 survey by Yahoo. That's more than 50% of the points higher than any other category. And I can understand why. You got to eat. And feeding, I can't imagine now trying to feed the family of five or six. Just with Marsha and I, normally, it's getting out of sight. This has got to hurt. I don't know why food prices are staying high. That's just because of the war maybe in Ukraine. That was the breadbasket of the world for so long time. It produced the wheat and different things for the world. I don't know. But food prices are not coming down. Any comments, Melody?
Well, it's very true. Prices are not coming down. And, you know, when you look at all the where the feed comes from and the climate, and not the climate, but the weather that we've been having, the droughts, and it all plays a factor into the pricing, and along with our dollar. It's pretty simple. Inflation is here to stay. Inflation will never go away. It will only get higher and higher. But you're told that it's going lower and lower.
It's impossible to
no
have
no... No wonder people are crazy and insane, Butch.
Oh, yes. But it's impossible to have no inflation with a fiat currency. It's impossible. The only thing that stabilizes inflation is a solid currency, a solid footing of real money. You can't do it with fiat money. It's not worth anything to start with.
Yep.
Well, anyway.
And you know what? There was an article. It's actually by Bloomberg. And the headline of it is America's debt spiral is nearing a critical threshold. And I think because we are close to that critical threshold, and this was from former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin. He told Bloomberg TV that the U.S. economy is in a terrible place. Black Swan author Nassim Nicholas Taleb warned that a debt spiral is like a death spiral. A debt spiral is like a death spiral. It's slow. It's a slow spiral, but it is still a spiral. A rising debt and rising payments on the debt. This is from Philip Swago. He said that from, and he's the director of the Congressional Budget Office. He says the situation is unsustainable. And I think with these big pushes that we're seeing in the market, I think that's the last, that's all they've got. They're pushing everything in there to make those markets go higher.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
A lot of inflated numbers to make it look higher, for sure. Chaos erupts in Brussels as rubber bullets fired at farmers protesting outside EU Parliament. Yeah, I can only imagine how these rubber bullets have really got a smart. My goodness. Rubber bullets and water cannons were deployed against hundreds of European farmers protesting outside the EU Parliament building in Brussels on Thursday. The farmers threw eggs, set off fireworks, and started fires near the building while demanding that European leaders stop punishing them with more taxes and rising costs imposed to finance a so-called green agenda. The protests coincide with a Thursday summit EU leaders, with the farmers calling on them to scrap agriculture and environmental regulations implemented by their leaderships in Brussels. According to reports, farmers have broken through the barricades outside of Parliament and have also ignited smoke bombs. "We want to stop these crazy laws that come every single day from the European Commission," said Jose Maria Castilla, a farmer in Brussels representing the Spanish Farmers Union. The protests come as EU leaders set to discuss a $50 million aid package for Ukraine. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said that the farmers' concerns will be added to the summit's agenda, saying it's important that we listen to them, adding they face gigantic challenges. The growing unrest over Europe's punishment of farmers also had been seen in Italy, Portugal, France, Greece, and Germany, as farmers express outrage over green regulations and cheap imports. Well, good for them. Good for them. Any comments, Melody, on that?
No, sir.
I mean, good for them. Bless their hearts. Britain to test fire nuke missile in a major show of force, with sub launching 44-foot Trident II for the first time since 2016. It's the first time the U.K. has test-fired a missile since a blotched launch in 2016, and it follows a drumbeat of warnings that the world is careening towards World War III. The Sun understands that the 4 billion-pound sub is scheduled to fire an unarmed missile after completing a 7-year refit in Plymouth. The tests are the final hurdle for HMS Vanguard to re-enter service as part of U.K.'s nuclear deterrent fleet. The 30-year-old submarine has pictured, the Navy hailed the doomsday vessel a 491-foot Colossus that can patrol undetected for months at a time. She can carry up to 16 Trident II D5 missiles, each armed with multiple British-made warheads. They are each one more than 20 times more powerful than the bomb dropped near Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The sub is expected to launch a single unarmed missile from 90 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast. So the war is picking up in some areas. Don't have time to go into all, but U.S. had launched a multi-day strikes against Iranian targets across Syria, and Iran said if you hit anything on our side, on Iranian soil, or our assets off our soil, we'll increase the war. And U.S. is to deploy nukes in the U.K. for the first time in 15 years. Melody, things are heating up worldwide, leading towards something we don't want to think about.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, it's been brewing for a long time. And again, it's just something that's not going to go away. It's that simple.
It isn't. And a good news story today. It's an older story, but it touched my heart when I read it. You remember being when you were 17, 20-some years ago, right?
Yes, I remember.
And you got your first job, and you were so tickled to have a job, you know, you're making a bit of money, spending money, yeah. This 17-year-old girl, old grocery store cashier, is being held for going above and beyond the call of duty to help a senior shopper named Lane McKeel. McKeel hasn't been able to get out of the house very much since the start of the novel coronavirus outbreaks. He had just picked up his disability payment last week when he decided to go get some food and supplies from the Fresh and Lowe supermarket in Georgetown, Tennessee. A young grocery store employee named Elizabeth Taylor, not the same one we used to know, but anyway, had just finished ringing up McKeel's checkout when he was distressed to find himself $33 short of the final $173 bill. After explaining that his dilemma to Elizabeth, McNeil was about to put some of his items back on the shelf, but before he could, she simply stated the system was paying for all of his groceries instead. It was all essential stuff, so I just was just like, you know, and he was like, what do I owe you? And I was like, no, it's fine. I'll take care of it. It's okay, Elizabeth recalled. When asked about what inspired her to show such kindness towards a stranger, Elizabeth simply shrugged and said, we've seen a lot of older people, and they're all trying to buy groceries, and a lot of places have run out of stuff, and so the older people are kind of taking the downfall for that. I just tried to give back when I can. McKeel, on the other hand, was extremely touched by the gesture, calling her an angel and the light of the day. 17 years old, bless her heart, stepped up to the plate to help an older fellow buy essentials for groceries. Now, being an older fellow now, I understand a little bit about that. And who knows, this man has a disability, maybe he couldn't get around too well. But a 17-year-old young lady, most 17-year-olds are still playing with a phone or sitting in front of a TV set, had a job and actually helped this gentleman buy some essentials to eat on for a week or two. Melanie, that to me shows a heart of a good individual. It truly does.
I think there's a lot of folks in this country that have good hearts.
There are. There truly are. And we mustn't forget that.
And on both sides, I mean, we've become so divided. We think of everybody as them and us, and they're wrong and we're right. But there's a lot of, even on both sides, and unfortunately, they've divided us so much.
They have, on purpose.
And it's, yeah, on purpose, because they don't want that goodness to come together.
Well, you and I both know
that goodness that they fight.
Yeah, that's it. But you and I both know there are blacks, whites, Hispanics. It makes no difference. There are people with good hearts on both sides. Will do anything they could to help anybody.
Absolutely.
We know that.
Absolutely.
We know that. So, folks, remember that. Somebody needs a helping hand. Take time and let them know you care. Maybe you can't buy them anything, but do what you can to encourage them. Do something to help them get through the situation. Show them that you care. That's the most important thing you can do, is show somebody you care about them. Go ahead, Melody.
And, you know, I think sometimes, too, I mean, sure, we have our charity groups around where I live and so forth, and you see a lot of people donating them and so forth. But that's the easy way out, too.
Oh, yes. It's not wrong. It's just easy way out.
It's not wrong. It's just, you know, it's not that one-on-one.
Right, exactly. I agree.
So if you have the opportunity, just make sure you seize it. And we'll be back on Monday. So, be safe out there, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me